You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome in everyone to this Wednesday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is May 8th. And if you were wondering where the episodes have been for the past few days, I was on vacation, but I'm back now and I'm ready to go. And a ton happened over the weekend that we need to recap. So let's jump right into it. On Saturday, we had the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby, and Mystic Dan went on to win this one. He had somewhat long odds at 18-1 and won this one barely by a nose in a photo finish, narrowly beating out Sierra Leone and Forever Young. Also this weekend in the NBA, the Mavs, the Knicks, and the Pacers all won their series in six games, sending home the Clippers, Sixers, and the Bucks. And then the Cavs and Magic went to seven, with the Cavs prevailing and winning that one on Sunday. So take that, Austin. Then Anthony Edwards went nuclear to help Minnesota beat the Nuggets in Game 1 in Denver, and their stifling defense smothered the Mile High Miners in Game 2 to win that one as well. The Knicks then took a 1-0 series lead against the Pacers thanks to 43 from Jalen Brunson, and that should get us just about caught up to last night, where we had Game 1 between the Cavs and the Celtics in Boston. The Celtics took the lead early in this one and never looked back, as they would go on to win by 25, 120-95. The Cavs just looked completely overmatched in this one, as Tatum didn't even play that great, going 7-for-19 from the field and 0-for-5 from three, but Boston still had control of this one from the jump. Porzingis is still out with the calf injury, but it didn't matter, as Jaylen Brown had 32, Derek White went for 25, including 7 threes, and Peyton Pritchard added 16 off the bench with 4 threes of his own. For Cleveland, Donovan Mitchell led the way with 33 points, while Mobley had 17 and 13 boards, but the rest of the team only shot 32% from the field in the losing effort. This one has all the signs pointing to a sweep for the Celtics. I'm hoping maybe the Cavs can steal one at home if Allen comes back, but I just don't think they can stack up to the Celtics roster. They're just too deep across the board. But then the second and final game of the night in the NBA was between the Mavs and the Thunder in Oklahoma City. And this one was back and forth until the end of the first half, where the Thunder extended their lead to 9. The Mavs would fight back and cut the lead to 66-65 halfway through the third, but it was all OKC from there, as they went on another run and had a 13-point lead before a Kyrie 3 at the end of the third cut the lead to 10 going into the fourth. Dallas couldn't get anything going after that, and they only put up 16 points in the fourth and went on to lose by 22, 117-95. Luka did not seem like himself, as he only put up 19 on 6 of 19 shooting from the field, including 1 for 8 from 3, and Kyrie only added 20 and 3 assists as the Mavs' leading scorer in this one. SGA led the way for the Thunder with 29, but many of those points coming from the stripe, as he's starting to earn some of those free throw merchant allegations, as I call them, along with Jalen Brunson and Embiid. And then Chet and Jalen Williams added 19 and 18 respectively, and OKC also got 16 from Aaron Wiggins off the bench as they take a 1-0 series lead in the second round. Over to the NHL. This weekend, Vancouver and Dallas both moved on to the second round, beating the Preds and the Stars. We also had a crazy game on Saturday night in Game 7 between Toronto and Boston, as they went to overtime, but the Bruins prevailed on a game-winning goal from Pastrnak just 2 minutes into the extra frame. We then had Game 1 between Carolina and the Rangers in New York, where the Rangers went on to win 4-3, and a quick turnaround for Boston as they played Monday, but they did not show any signs of fatigue as they beat the Panthers 5-1 in Sunrise in that series opener. That brings us to last night, where the Rangers beat Carolina once again 4-3, but this time it took them until double overtime to do it, as they win on a power play goal from Vincent Trocheck after 87 minutes of action. We then wrapped up the night with the Avalanche and Stars, but it looked like the only Avalanche we would see would be from Dallas, as they scored 3 goals in the first to take an early commanding lead, but the rest of regulation belonged to Colorado, as they scored 2 in the second before Nathan MacKinnon added the tying goal in the third, and this one, tell me if you've heard the story before, went to overtime. But then 11 minutes in, we got the game-winning goal from Miles Wood as the Avalanche take the 1-0 series lead. We also had the NHL draft lottery last night, where the Sharks won the top pick, followed by Chicago and Anaheim to round out the top three. Over in the MLB, we had a full slate of games last night with a few notable scores, starting with the Giants shutting out the Rockies 5-0 in Colorado. The Mariners beat the Twins 10-6 in Minnesota. The Angels shut out the Pirates 9-0 as Kevin Pillar went 3-for-5 with 2 home runs and 6 RBIs to lead LA to victory in that one. The Phillies beat the Blue Jays 10-1 in the City of Brotherly Love as Bryce Harper went 3-for-3 with a grand slam, which was his 3rd game in a row with a home run. And then to wrap it up, the Rangers accumulated 19 hits in Oakland as they beat the A's 15-8 to improve to 21-16 on the season. Tonight, we have another full slate of games in the MLB. The Knicks will host the Pacers in Game 2 in the Garden as they hold a 1-0 series lead. And over in the NHL, we have Game 2 between the Bruins and the Panthers, along with the series opener for the Oilers and the Canucks in Vancouver. But with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Wednesday episode of The Daily Dime. As always, thank you for listening. And if you would, please consider subscribing and rating 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.